You're listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone, and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Thursday. All right, tomorrow night on ESPN at 7:30, an SEC story on Danny Werfel titled Werfel's Way. It will follow his path from his record-setting career at Florida that included a national championship and a Heisman Trophy to his stint with the New Orleans Saints to Desire Street Ministries in New Orleans that he has been with ever since. That, again, is tomorrow night at 7:30 on ESPN. It will air again Tuesday night at 9 on the SEC Network. We bring in Danny Werfel now. Danny, thank you so much for joining us. I was just curious, have you seen a sneak peek, and did you like it?
Well, great to be with you guys, too. I haven't seen the finished product, but a few days ago I got to see a good bit of the film. And, you know, whenever someone's telling your story, there's always that, you know, that fear of facts and all that kind of stuff. And so you never know. And a lot of times, too, you know, kind of like playing quarterback, you get a lot more credit when things go right than you deserve as a quarterback. And, you know, when it comes to the Desire Street story, there's so many people that have done amazing things, and I always get all the credit for it. So I was just real nervous that it would, you know, just kind of overemphasize me. But my wife and I really enjoyed the film, and it just brought back a lot of memories. I don't know where they got all this footage, not just from football, but from Katrina and way back when, and interviews with people throughout the years. So it was really exciting to watch, and yes, to answer your question, I'm very, very grateful and pleased.
When you go back and look at your life and look at your, I was curious what gives you the reward of you and your wife and friends helping impoverished children. How does that compare to the reward of you throwing touchdown passes for the Gators and leading them to SEC titles and a national championship?
Well, you know, obviously winning, competing is a big part of my DNA, and to be able to do that and to do that at Florida was such a special time for me. And in many ways, I think that was one of the vehicles that I believe the Lord used to create this platform to help us do more and to do better things. You know, certainly what matters to me more than anything is the relationships you develop. So when I think of winning the national championship, I don't necessarily think of the trophies or the rings. I think of Chris Doering. I think of James Bates and Lawrence Wright and Jason Odom, Steve Spurrier, you know, the relationships that I have. And when I think of Desire Street, I think of the many people, children and families that we've gotten to know, and not just the ways that we've been able to help people, but the ways that people help us and the way that their story and their life impact us as well. So it's really the relationships that I'm most proud of, and to see people get opportunities and to grow is really rewarding.
You're listening to former Florida quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Danny Werfel here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Danny, it's a pretty big weekend, isn't it? I mean, you've got the documentary coming out. Saturday is the 10th anniversary of Katrina. Just how emotional will this weekend be for you?
Well, it's been a really interesting week overall. You know, we kicked it off last weekend in New Orleans with a groundbreaking ceremony for a new facility we're building on Desire Street in the Upper Ninth Ward, and that's going to kind of be the culmination of this film and what we're doing there. And so we drove by, my wife and I, and saw our old home. So it's definitely been emotional. You know, I think of when I'm playing football, you have a play. You know, Spurrier says, you know, some good happens, some bad happens, keep playing. You're always getting ready for the next thing, the next game, the next season. And really, these 10 years have gone by just one challenge after the next, and you just get ready for the next challenge, take the next step, and you don't necessarily step back and reflect. And so all of a sudden here, this 10-year anniversary, this documentary coming out, all the incredible attention that's coming with that, it's really been the first time I've stopped to look back at these 10 years, and it is overwhelming. I mean, such a devastating, a crisis, a lot of suffering, but a lot of hope and a lot of redemption, and a lot of new life at the same time. It's it's been quite a journey.
And just for our listeners, you were living and playing in New Orleans, playing for the Saints. You lost your home. The Academy private school for boys you built was flooded. What is your lasting memory? When somebody says Katrina, what is the first thing that pops into your mind?
I have these conflicting emotions. One is this heavy feeling, this dark, heavy, painful feeling, yet also kind of balanced with this sense of hope, sense of resurgence, sense of new life. And so that those two things kind of live in that same moment when you ask that question, that this was an awful, awful, heavy thing for so many people, and yet also in some ways, perplexing. It's just a beautiful story of hope.
You're listening to former Florida quarterback Danny Werfel here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Got to ask a couple of football questions. When you were with the Gators, you were a teammate of Brian Schottenheimer. He is now the offensive coordinator at Georgia. Didn't know if the two of you have kept in touch, and how do you think Schottenheimer will do at Georgia?
I'm a big Schottenheimer fan of the family and the son. He transferred to Florida and was a quarterback with me. We traveled on the road, and I have to give him credit. He was the first person who showed me how to fold and hang dress pants. So that was a big, big moment for me in my life. Great, great guy, great friend, really pleased with him. And, over the past several years, I kind of had hoped he might get the opportunity to go back to coach at Florida. So it's a little discouraging to see him at the Bulldogs. I think he's going to do really well. He's a great mind, great guy, and I'm really proud of him.
And I do have to ask you about the Gators. Obviously, an unprecedented run of success under Steve Spurrier with 6 SEC titles in 12 years. Had some success under Urban Meyer, winning a couple of national championships. But since 2009, really from 2010 on, Florida's offense especially has kind of struggled. Has that been difficult as a former quarterback and alum for you to watch?
Yeah, well, like you said, the expectations have been set so high, and so it has been difficult for all of us to watch, and offensively to see him sputter and not do well coming off all the success of years past is tough. Really, really excited though about Coach McElwain being there. I think he brings a swagger. He brings a new offensive mindset that we're looking forward to. But he's under those same expectations, so it's going to be tough. I think this year is going to be a rebuild. Really don't have the depth and the strength at the offensive line, I think, to have it be a fair assessment of him and the program. But I do think in the years to come, watch out for the Gators.
When you think about some of your buddies that have become coaches, I know Mark Richt at Georgia, said a couple of years ago, to him there's no greater mission than developing and working with 18 to 22-year-olds. You work with obviously a lot in New Orleans. Has coaching, did that ever cross your radar?
If I had 5 different lives to live,
right?
One of them I'd be a coach. In fact, I got into coaching a little bit last year with my 5th grade son's flag football team, and we were winless playing against the undefeated team in the last game of the year, and we won, and it was just like this amazing experience. So there's that part of me that's just like, yeah, you never know. But with one life to live, I think you've got to really think about where you invest your life and how. And as a Christian, I think your life is not just about you, it's about giving it away. And there's been no question that the direction of my life has been through the work of Desire Street, and no matter what happens, I can't imagine that not being a central part of it for years to come.
All right, when we have guests like you, in closing, we like to end with a rapid fire, first thing kind of off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Oh, dear, sure. That's when my image can't control myself, and I may not come off looking as nice as everyone thinks I am.
All right, which one of Steve Spurrier's verbal jabs during the 1990s was your personal favorite?
Danny, it's not your fault. My fault for putting you in there.
When you watch Peyton Manning, and you a lot of people consider you the best SEC quarterback, do you wonder what if sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah. He's had so much success, but I'm also really, really pleased with where my life is headed.
What is your favorite scripture? What's your favorite Bible verse that you like to go to and always have?
A lot of different ones come up at different times. Right now, I just keep going back to 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And whether you're looking at a person or a place, we tend to notice what's right in front of us, what's obvious, what the problem is, what's wrong, what's their the color of their skin, or how much money they have, or what kind of clothes they're wearing. But if you really want to see what matters, you've got to look for things that aren't as easily seen.
What was your favorite moment at quarterback for Florida?
Three come to mind equally as fast. The first touchdown to Doering kind of put us on the map against Kentucky with 8 seconds left. Another unknown touchdown to Doering where I was rolling right. We've been practicing this for years, the kind of the Joe Montana, Dwight Clark back of the end zone catch. And then sort of that moment at the end of the Sugar Bowl when we realized we were going to win that game and just celebrating with my teammates.
Was the 1994 game against Auburn the best football game you've been in which you didn't come out on top?
That's a weird question to try to process. probably so. I don't think there's any good football game to be in that you didn't come across on top. But Auburn's great. Great team, and they got us that year, that's for sure.
Well, Danny, listen, we are so looking forward to watching Werfel's Way tomorrow night on ESPN, and we really appreciate you taking some time to join us here on Press Row.
Well, thanks a lot, and people can catch up with us at desirestreet.org, and I just started a new Twitter handle, if that's even what you call it, at Danny Werfel. I'm learning how that works.
Great. Thank you so much, Danny, and we really appreciate it. Best of luck, and thanks for all that you do.
Sounds good. Thank you.
We will open up the Hardee's Hotline, 648-1051. You're listening to Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone.